Bob Jones University presents Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr. As founder of the world's largest fundamental Christian university and a preacher who loved people, Dr. Jones influenced thousands to come to the Savior. Even until the time he went to live with his Lord, his practical insight into the commandments of God and the hearts of men helped people all over the world find the answers to life in the Word of Truth.
I'd like to recommend that you read over the book of Proverbs. Just do the best you can. Just start in. If something seems too deep, just go ahead and find another verse. You can find everything that you need almost in the book of Proverbs about the practical problems of life. You know, a great many people think that Christianity is not very practical. The wise men of the world, you know, think it's a very impractical sort of thing. But as a matter of fact, it isn't impractical, it's very practical. The most sensible people I know in the world are people who are Christians, who are born again, who know the Lord. This doesn't mean that they are the best scientists. It doesn't mean that they're the best poets, that they're the best literary geniuses. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't always mean that they're the most efficient business people. But when it comes to a philosophy of life, you can get that out of the Bible. And after all, that's the most important thing. You know, money doesn't make people contented. You can be as rich as Croesus and be miserable. But Paul said he could be contented in prison. See? After all, there's nothing impractical about the thing. If there's a God on the throne of this universe, and he created man, and this world's a part of the universe that he made, and if it's so, and I don't say it with any question, I know it is so, that he sent his son to die for us, he must be interested in us. God's interested in his universe. He's interested in people he made. You know, as soon as man fell into sin, God manifested his interest in man. When Adam and Eve went out of the garden, they went out of that clothed with the skins of animals. That was the type of the righteousness which Jesus Christ purchased on the cross when he died for us. They went out of that clothed with the skins of animals. God was interested, and Adam and Eve knew about God's interest, and they knew about the atonement. The whole world one time knew about God, but the whole world went back on God and walked out on God, and that made all the trouble for the world. Now take this statement here, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. The trouble never has been with the world. It's been with the men that made the world. Nothing the matter with ground and dirt and trees, flowers. They haven't any souls. They haven't any conscience. The trouble with man, if man was right, everything would be right. There wasn't anything wrong with the world till man got wrong. And when a man gets wrong, he makes everything around him wrong as far as his influence goes. One sinner, the Bible says, destroys much good. So the problem is a problem of man. You know, sometimes we've had in Bob Jones University some student, maybe, that came here and maybe that student seemed to be nice and kind, maybe from a good home. But there was something about the student, maybe, that his influence wasn't good. And he didn't say anything. He just lived his life and moved around the dormitory. And many a time we've seen folks that you couldn't find anything in their open, everyday affairs of life that would reveal them, but something subtle went out from them. You know, a man that can walk the streets of a town and have a bad influence. Did you know that? A fellow can be on a street corner and have bad influence. There's such a thing as telepathy. Now, I don't know much about it, but I do know that there are thought waves that go out from a mind and that these waves are sent out and they affect other people. You had experience like that yourself. You don't have to say anything to have a bad influence. You can keep your mouth shut. You can just go ahead and live, but if you're not right, you're going to contaminate the world. Every sinner on earth is a contaminating influence in this world. Now read here, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. That's the only way you can keep God's commandments. You have to keep God's commandments in your heart. You can't keep his commandments in your head. You know, a man can say, well, I know this law. Yes, you do. Thou shalt not steal. Yes, I know that. I know the Bible says that, and you know the Bible says that. But you've got to keep that law with your heart. If your heart isn't right, you're not right. Now, that's where the new birth comes in. A man has to be born again to see the kingdom of God. man said to me one time, he said, you know, that fellow, he knows more about the Bible than anybody in town. He's not a Christian. Well, he does know more about the Bible. No man can know the spiritual truths of the Bible. He can't apprehend these truths unless his heart's right. Don't pay any attention to these wise boys that talk. They don't understand. The Bible makes it plain that we cannot apprehend the spiritual until we are spiritual. We can't know until we are. We have to be to know. You have to be right to know what is right. Now, if you are right, then your heart can understand. So our Lord said, my son, forget not my law now, but let thine heart keep my commandment. Now, notice what he says about it. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. What's that? Yes, everything else being equal, a good man lives longer than a bad man. Now, of course, a bad man may have a better body to start with. But everything else being equal, in this world, the good outlive the bad. Now, you can just figure that out. That is, if two babies are born, one of them is good and the other is bad, grew up to be good and the other grew up to be bad, the good one is going to outlive the bad one if they both have the same constitution, physical constitution. Like we often say that a Christian can always do a thing better than a sinner if the Christian and the sinner have exactly the same ability. There isn't a legitimate thing that a Christian can't do better than a sinner who has the same type of talent and ability the Christian has. A good Christian can out-sing a sinner if they both have the same quality of voice. A good Christian makes a better businessman than a sinner if the good Christian and the sinner have exactly the same business mind, same natural ability, the Christian can do better. There isn't one legitimate thing that a Christian can't do better than a sinner. So now let's understand it. The Lord says here, and with a pen of inspiration, that the man who keeps God's commandments and lives right, will add length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. You know, a man with peace in his heart can digest his food better than he can if he doesn't have peace. When you've got a clear conscience and sit down at the table, your digestion's better. You know, there isn't anything about being right that isn't good for you. People think, you know, they're smart and go out and sin and live like the wicked people live, you know. Some of them drink liquor and dissipate and carry on all sorts of business and just think they're wonderful folks. Well, they're not. They're not. Listen, I've said it many a time, you could blot out God and blot out heaven and blot out hell and let this world be all. And the fellow that lives right is better off than the man that lives wrong. Now, he may be persecuted. He will be persecuted if he lives right. No man can live right without producing friction as he goes along through the world. In other words, a good man in a community is a reproof to the bad people. You know, darkness hates light, see, because light reveals what darkness wants to hide. Darkness wants to cover up, and light, reveals. And here's a girl that's a good girl, and she's decent, she's sweet, and she's upright, and the rest of them are not where they ought to be, maybe around in her little circle. And so there she is. Well, she's a condemnation. Did you know that a strong spiritual church in a community condemns a church down the street that isn't spiritual? It's a condemnation, see? It's a reproof to it. And the church that's not right, that's worldly and doesn't emphasize the spiritual, but maybe cries out sometimes for church loyalty, that church down the street that's not right is condemned by a spiritual church up the street. You take, for instance, if we out here at Bob Jung University didn't emphasize the spiritual as strong as we do, and just went along, we wouldn't have anybody criticizing us specially, you know. We'd say, well, that's another nice bunch of folks out there. We come out here and we put God first and emphasize the Bible and try to live uncompromising Christian lives and try to send out people into the world that are sober and decent and Christian and we have no wild parties, anything like that. And we magnify the Lord and try to live real Christian lives and try to put prayer into the school and the classes open with prayer and all that. And you know what people say? What do they criticize you for? See, why? Well, you press a button and light up a room, and anything in the room that doesn't look right just doesn't look right. We are not perfect people. But here we are, emphasizing all the time the spiritual. We put first things first. We endeavor to be as spiritual as possible to be. So it goes in this world. Now then, if you are right, and you live in a little neighborhood, and you are right, and you're living right, and you won't compromise, and you're true to God, now you are a reproof to the people around you. Because if they're not living right, and you're living right, they look at you and they feel condemned, see? And this is the condemnation that light's come in the world, the Bible says, that men preferred darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. They don't want the light turned on. They don't want your light to shine because it reveals what they are. Yet the Lord says, let your light shine. What did he say? Now, he said, if you would keep his commandments in your heart, live right, it's your live, what would you do? Well, he said, you'd have length of days and long life, and what else? You'd have peace and peace, see? Now, the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, is your privilege. You can't have peace with a troubled conscience. You can't have peace in your heart when you're not right. You know, but you can have peace when you are right, if nobody around you is right. You can have the peace of God, which passes all understanding, if you're a Christian, surrender to God. If everybody around you is not living right, you can go ahead and have this peace. So he said, there's peace that's put in there. Now, length of days, long life, and peace shall they add to thee. Now, you don't have peace in the world, because if you're living right and moving along across the current of your age, you produce some friction as you go along, you see. And you don't have peace with the world. But you have peace in your heart. The peace of the world isn't any peace that's worth having. It's not stable. It doesn't last. It isn't secure. But the peace of God in your heart is what counts. And if your heart's right, you have peace in your heart. The storms may rage outside, and there may be all sorts of trouble, but you have the peace of God, which passes all understanding. Now, you know what I think would be a good pretty guide for all of us today? To just sit down and check ourselves a little. See? Are you a Christian? Now, wait a minute. I know you're a church member. I didn't ask you that. Are you a Christian? Have you been born again? Have you really trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you know you're saved? Are you right with God? That's a wonderful thing to be able to say, yes, I am. I've trusted Christ. I'm not perfect. I have weaknesses and all that. And I'm human and frail. But I've trusted Christ as my Savior. And I know I'm saved. All right? Now then, live like you ought to live. And if you do, oh, what a wonderful life it is. It's hard to live right, but oh, it's torment not to do it. It's torment on earth and torment in eternity. May the grace of God help us today to be what we ought to be. Our Father, we thank Thee for Thy love, for Thy protecting care, for Thy saving grace. We thank Thee for God, our Father, because we trust Jesus Christ, His Son. Keep us true to Him. Bless us today in all our relationship. Help us to give the Lord Jesus Christ first place in our lives and to be true to Him in everything. We pray in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen.
You've been listening to The Word of Truth with Dr. Bob Jones, Sr., a man who went to his heavenly home after more than 70 years of influencing thousands with his compassion for souls and the Word of God. If you're interested in a college education that's based on the absolute authority of the Bible and the fundamentals of the Christian faith, that insists upon moral as well as academic excellence, then write today to the Director of Admissions, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.